There is a circumstance where the brokerage fee could be a half a point. When a home seller is off market, we call it in the standby network, and they find a buyer, let's say there's a buy owner, and they find the buyer, there's no realtor involved, and they would like somebody to oversee everything. We don't market the buy owner, their buy owner, they're doing it themselves, or any private sale that a cousin's buying a home from an aunt or an uncle or something like that. And they said, well, I wish we had somebody to oversee this so nobody makes a mistake. And so for half a point or a minimum of $1,500, we will oversee the transaction. We represent the seller and we assist the buyer to make sure the buyer does everything they're supposed to do in a timely manner. I want to say something very important. In every transaction, there's a fire starter. In my career, which I used to be a computer programmer way back in the day, and as a programmer, you'd better be a fire preventer because nobody wants firefighting. We did national programs for grocery stores across the United States, and when they had their people going to restock these grocery stores, there could be no mistakes. This had to be precise, had to be right, and people were counting on zero defects. You get in a real estate transaction, the title company has a pretty good probability. They're the, no offense if you work for a title company, but oftentimes a title company is the fire starter, but they don't start fires to the final 7 days. That's when the heat, everything turns up on them. They've got to do a lot of their work gets kicked in a short period of time. After the lender gets the appraisal done and loan commitment, the title company's really squeezed on time. Happens that way all the time. And just like McDonald's is squeezed on time, but they tend to be prepared every day. I found that title companies are oftentimes understaffed. Maybe not your favorite one. They're not understaffed, and that doesn't apply. But more times than not, we found that the fire starter the last few days is the title company getting the documentation incorrect, the payoff incorrect, the survey, which is not their fault if it's a problem, but it happens right at the end of a transaction when there's encroachments and things like that that have to be solved, and it's a pressure cooker. The other fire starter before the title company is the lender. If the lender has not ordered the appraisal until after the building inspection is resolved, because they're trying to protect their own interests, because if the deal dies in the building inspection, the appraiser does not want to eat the cost of the appraisal, so they don't order it. The way you'll know this, if it happened, is if the lender asks for a loan extension. It's automatic. You know what happened here. It probably wasn't the buyer, because the sellers go, I don't want to give this buyer any more time. And we gave him a fair enough time. And it probably wasn't the buyer's fault, because the lender was the fire starter. Let's go back one more. That's the building inspection resolution. This is where emotions get high. Sellers are saying, I came down on my price. I'm not going to fix all this stuff. I lived with it. The buyer says they were hidden defects. And you get people posturing over principle sometimes and losing, if you will, perspective. Is it the buyer? Is it the seller? And what we do in every one of these programs I've shared with you is mediation. And when I have people who say to me, I want to become a realtor. I love houses. It's like, it's not about houses. It's about mediation. A lot of mediation through there's several cycles where there's problems in these transactions. And the title company is not going to work out the problems. And they're oftentimes the problem starter. Not enough time to solve things. All you do, if you think the title company is going to do your work, just send them the contract. They don't have a checklist of all the things you have to do, the contingencies in the contract. They just process the paperwork and coordinate payoffs and take care of prorating and running title, things like that, but they're not there to watch the transaction. And you might say, it'll all go smoothly and maybe yours will. But for 0.5%, we are here to watch, to choreograph, to coordinate, fire prevention, and if needed, firefighting. So if you're doing a private sale, and whether you're moving to a retirement home and you have a friend that's buying your property, you're an investor who flips properties, and you know how many hours go into this. Half a point is close to a bargain. So why do we do this? Oftentimes, we're going to meet somebody at the 0.5% program, which it's called Safeguard. So in the Safeguard program, we're going to meet a home seller who says, I'm going to take you up on that 0.5% program, take over from here for all the contract negotiations, all the paper, everything, and coordinating walkthroughs, you name it, inspections. And if you sign up for that program, it's 0.5%. We only get paid if the property closes. We don't put you in the MLS. Not for this program. The other programs we do, if you list with us, and a full service program. But at 0.5%, we don't put you in the MLS. We don't put a sign in the front yard. We coordinate everything, but our sign isn't out there unless we agree to something else. But the fee would never change. But it's not really necessary to put a sign up or lockbox on the door. Although, if need be, we could put a lockbox on. It depends on the situation. So, you know, we are here as the fire preventers, as the firefighters. But here's why we do it. And that is, if you have a home to buy, and I helped out somebody at the 0.5%, and they end up buying a 410 property, and so we get paid a lot of money on the buy side, and so it was worth it. Or we've gotten so many referrals from people who said their service was outstanding, and their listing fee is only 1% on the listing side. Because your friend may not want to, you know, take the risk of trying to sell in a private sale. And so they're going, I don't want to go the 0.5% rule. I'll go the 1% rule. And so why do we do it? We have a lot of referrals that come in from this program, the Safeguard program. And other agents are just standing by wondering what happened when we're doing the transaction. So I hope we can serve you. And one of the capacities that we've talked about, again, it's a real privilege to help you in accomplishing your financial goals. Thank you for listening.